With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're ready, we're steady, we're ready to go. We're ready, we're steady, we're ready to go. It's who? It's Alan and Hugo.
Show.
Show. Do you like that?
It's the Alan and Hugo show.
Show.
We're ready, we're steady, we're ready to go.
It's the Alan and Hugo show.
Ba-na-bow-bow.
And that's the new intro, guys. You're locked into the Chattering Shit podcast.
Lock in, lock on, and enjoy yourself.
Do you guys like banter? Because that's what you're going to get.
Oh, laugh a minute, isn't it?
Laugh out loud, lol a minute.
Jokes, gags, and competitions.
Said Times Magazine. Oh, man, good to see you, boy.
Yeah.
How you been?
Yeah, man, breathing, living. Yeah.
It's all we can
driving.
Do. It's all we yeah. can do.
It's all you can do, mate. It's all you can do.
Do you know what I mean?
What you done today, boy?
I did a little workout in the morning, and then I met up with Last Skeptic and went on a 12K walk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Big up the Skeptic.
I know,
top,
yeah.
Top dog producer as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Big boy spitter in the game now as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, big man. Big man artist.
Okay, then. Yeah, nice.
All
so,
right, all right.
Yeah, just went on a massive walk. Socially distanced, of course.
Yeah. So that's how you roll.
Okay, that's how man
nice.
Roll.
Nice. Man got the carpets professionally clean today.
Oh, you, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and the sofa.
Right, I hope you watch them do it every little bit.
Yeah, I stood there with a vest and boxers on, hands on my hip.
Yeah.
In silence.
Like my dad.
Yeah, watching over them.
My dad.
And rubbing my finger across it.
My dad used to just stare at workers, like working in the house, just like standing behind them. And I was like, they don't like you doing that. He's like, no, they like. It's good.
They that's what they want. They want you to enjoy them enjoying the job.
Yeah. And my mum would go and watch them. And I'm like, why am I going to watch them? She's like, so you can learn and do it next time. I'm not going to plaster the whole bathroom ever.
Yeah. You can. This man is thick.
Yeah. Easy for you.
Stupid fat white. Thick.
Yeah.
Can do. You can do. Come on.
Yeah. Do you know someone that isn't a parent? Well, they could be, actually. I don't even know.
I think they might be.
They might be.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's today's guest.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, he is. The daddy.
It's someone, of the scene, in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today's guest is someone very special. Yeah. Mm. It's someone who's been around for a while, leaving his stamp on the grime scene up and down the country. Someone who's earned his stripes, clashing, spitting and shutting down festivals all around.
Shutting down.
Yeah. Shutters. Yeah. Close your shop door. Put the shutters down.
Come on.
Someone whose chicken washing techniques are unrivaled.
Oh, yeah? Bleach it.
Yeah, that's right. You've guessed who it is. It's the Triple Spin MC / chef / professional shit talker. It's the greatest, Grim Sickers.
Sick.
This is nothing more than an intro.
Yo.
Sickers.
Can you hear me?
There he is.
Yes.
Fury himself.
How you been?
Tyson Fury's uncle in the flesh. What's going on?
I'm fine, man. How are you, man?
Yeah, good, man. It's good to see you, bro.
Good to see you as well, man. But before, hey, listen, you know, I'm Taylor Skinette's biggest fan, isn't it?
Ah, bro, thank you so much, man.
Now, do you know your guy, that guy you live with? You know, he's my favorite. He's my favorite guy on the ground, isn't
he? Oi, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get him now. One sec.
I'm his biggest fan.
Well, you can give him a quick interview.
Kieran, I'm a big fan of you, man.
Yes, brother. What are you saying?
Do you know what it is when you make your pizzas and that, and you go and I feel like your food, the passion of your food, I love it, man. I'm a big fan. I'm fanboying you still.
Do you know what? I don't usually listen to compliments, but that meant a lot. Yeah, I love it.
Seriously, man, like, see you, bruv. Nah, you're special, man. Trust me, you're the guy, bruv. Like, but the streets won't get that until 5 years. I'm just ahead of the curve.
That's it. I was just squatting at the end of my bed with a glass of wine. Wasn't expecting that.
I'm a fan still. Keep up the good work, man. Still, you get me?
Yeah, shit, I'm saying, bro. I'm going back through.
Yeah.
Good. Kieran's drunk. He does a lot of solo drinking. Bro. Yeah.
He's the guy, trust me.
Yeah, he's a madman.
He's sick.
He doesn't know how to act. No, sick, man. Wait, but yeah, bro, it's good to see you, man, in the flesh.
Yeah, man, it's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. How's this last bit of year been for you, bro?
Do you know what it is, bro? Like, I try to stay quite positive on most things in life, and as creators, man, I'm often alone anyway.
Yeah.
So it didn't affect me. The only thing that's affected me is the gym, bro.
Yeah.
I put on weight easy, bro. Like,
same,
so while I'm eating, it flies. So. The gym, I'm running at the moment. I'm trying to get up to 5K, but at the moment, I'm only on about 4K, right?
Yeah.
So I go for a run in the morning.
How long are you doing that in?
What's your time?
Bro, fuck yeah. You're throwing me under the bus already.
About 45.
Bro, it takes me about 40 minutes to do 5K. My bridging told me that's walking pace, yeah.
That's awful. That's a howler, man. Don't die, please.
I just bounce up and down slowly.
I'll be real with you, bro. It takes me about 25 minutes, bro.
That's good, all right, man. Yeah, that's it.
Man.
Now, have you been hanging around too much athletes? People like us think it's amazing.
You're a fury deep down.
I'm Fury's biggest fan. We know that. Do you think he will beat Joshua or not?
We worked with Joshua recently, so it's.
He's going to batter him.
He's a top bloke, Josh, isn't he?
He is. They're
really
both
hard not to like him, isn't
it? He's a proper safe guy and very talented as well. They're both amazing, but it's going to be a good fight, man.
You know what? I know nothing about boxing, but before I was like, Tyson Fury's going to batter him. And then you met him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I kind of want him to win, though. He's such a nice guy.
Josh is lovely. Like, he's a geek. Like, I know he's like in the public eye, but he's still like, He's still with it.
Super polite, like, charming.
He's a top geezer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's very funny, bro.
Yeah. 100%.
What do you think of that, the YouTuber guy who's now...
Logan Paul.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what's really going on.
I can't knock him, mate. You see what it is, bro? Like, in time, things evolve. People don't like change, right? And the way the world's going, bro, he's man of the stars, bro. Man's got kids, bro. They love YouTube, bro. Like, more than
Twitch.
Like, I would like
well.
Biggie, Pac, Jay-Z, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. These man like Logan Paul. And there's nothing wrong. You just got to adapt, bro.
I know.
It's just
jarring that these YouTube men are famous of being annoying as fuck. And then they make it. And you're like, I wanted them to lose.
How do you feel on the YouTubers... really getting going to anywhere they want in the industry?
I love that, that's good. I love it because that's sick.
But all right, so someone like me, I'm a hard-working musician, but I might see someone like KSI skip the
I see what you mean.
Rinse FM
definitely skip all that.
I've never seen KSI down Spyro, you know what I'm saying?
But
I've never seen KSI get a wheelie.
But like, exactly. He basically, instead of like being found, if you're putting in boxing terms, at a local gym, he paid for the best trainer and got straight into the ring.
Yeah.
So say they were into comedy and they might have got a gig that you might wanted and they got it, would you be angry or would you respect it?
If they love it, then do it.
Do you know what? You're talking to that because there could be people that were like, oh, but we went to drama school and we've been doing this for years and then we come out of nowhere and put it on YouTube and did it ourselves.
We're garage MCs. We've been doing this for a long time and then these comedy guys are getting booked more than
In a way, I don't... For me... I'm like, but I was doing pirate radio and all that. We've been doing music our whole life.
We've been doing that.
Whether we made it or not, we've been pushing that our whole life. With the acting
we've been
thing,
in the
we
gym.
Actually never did.
We've been in the gym.
We've been working out.
Yeah. We were shooting in the gym.
Yeah, man.
So do you think, like, the way the world's going, they're like the global stars of today of our industry or whatever 100%. Industry we're in?
Yeah, you're cutting out the middle, man, and that is a good thing.
Yeah, they have the power.
Yeah, and so you got to get with it, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's true.
And going against it is, I don't know, I feel like if you don't evolve now, you're going to get lost very quickly.
For real. You're still putting your music out on CD. You've got to get it on Spotify.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than someone our age just going, oh, it was better back then. Oh,
I hate it, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
All right. Let's talk rap music, bro.
Yeah.
Do you like rap music today?
I like some. Yeah, I like some.
Yeah.
Some.
Well,
you strike me as a
90s
man, though.
Yeah. I am. But you know what? I was, and I got converted because Hugo's a producer, so he listens to it with a more open ear.
I don't think I don't know about Hugo's credentials. I know what's going on.
Top 10s, try top 2s. What?
Hey, we're not here to brag. I've done my research, man.
Nah, but you know what it is? I was only into strictly 90s shit, like, before.
I'm into that. It's rap heavy as well, but... All right, so what...
But then I got a little... After hanging around with the boys and learning a little bit more, I got more into stuff like Drake and stuff like that as well. Because there's times... Because I don't necessarily want to be in a club and just hear some super technical 90s shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what brought me back? Do you know Griselda, bro?
Come on.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
But they got the new, when Sipa was telling me about them, he was like, he was like, they're on grimy beats, but they're wearing Balenciaga. And I was like, sick.
They're wearing like Stone Island, Off-White. They're not just like washed up, like going, oh, it should be back in the day.
Bro, like, that man, bro, do you know what? I didn't realize that Benny Butcher was the best until about 6 months ago.
I was Conway.
And you know what? I for me, probably on a set, it's still Conway. But album-wise, it's Benny.
No, you know what got me into them was Benny the Butcher and Hit Boy's tape. I was that.
What one?
The latest one, the Hit Boy.
Legend.
The one that Hit Boy.
I think it's got better work than that, man. There's a few previous ones that are a bit better, I thought.
That got me in. That got me.
Yeah, 97 Hove and all them.
Yeah,
that
that's
one.
Hard. Yeah. And they got bare Alchemist beats as well. Hard.
Like, but so we're talking about that sort of rap. I feel like I'm controlling the interview. I'm sorry.
No.
I like it.
To be honest, this is the recommendation part. So this is perfect, isn't it?
Good. Yeah. So Freddie Gibbs, massive fan.
Yeah.
I felt like he should have lifted the Grammy the other day. Alfredo.
Hard.
Currency. Do you know what? I love to talk about rap, bro. Currency is one of my favorites as well.
I'm not into Currency.
Ah, you go, man. Come on.
Honestly, and I've really tried. Like, I really tried. But sometimes I hear him on, like, you know, like a European rapper's tune and he's a paid feature. And I'm like, oh man.
Does that put you off? Like,
yeah, that does. And loads of rappers do it. And it shouldn't because
give more
I
examples,
understand
though,
it.
Because I don't think I've heard that. Like, as in
so,
you mean,
like... For example, you know, like you might hear, let's say, a 90s, like Freeway. On like a French rapper's album.
But
this French rapper's not big.
He's just
got dough.
Yeah.
But what if Currency needs the money though?
I rate him for doing it because I would do the same thing.
Someone
wants to pay me 20 bags to do a 16.
I'd expect people to judge the shit out of me the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But who's your for 90s, who's your lot's favourite rapper, bro? Like for 90s, bro.
Mine would be
Biggie.
I'll just throw some names out. Nas, Omega, Big L, AZ,
Jigga Man,
MF Doom, you know, these MF people.
Doom.
Yeah.
I slept on MF Doom a bit, you know, until he passed. I can't lie.
You waited till he died.
I didn't really get it until he passed, bro. I'm quite disappointed in myself.
Lyrically, he's just that wordplay.
That's not a bad thing, though. People always go, oh, man, you only got into them when they died. But
I was disappointed. But you know what it was? See, MF Doom, I think you got to find MF Doom because it's not in your face, right?
Or he finds you at the right time.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
You got to find it. But now he's going, right, big up Nas because he won his first Grammy the other day. I'm happy.
Really?
I couldn't believe that.
That album, yeah.
I haven't heard it, King's Disease. Any good?
It's hard. Amazing. The latest album. Yeah, yeah.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Hard.
Hit but Boy beat. Alfredo.
It's different, man.
Different. It's not as sonically connected.
Okay.
But still.
I like that. Sonically connected. Very.
I like that. We're getting musical.
I can see a little bit of blood brush to the tip of Grimmy's penis. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, as he said that. He went, nice. Yeah.
Nice.
So what do you think about the rap music today? The rap is like someone like the auto-tune, Little Baby's in there. You like all that?
I don't really
listen to it because I'm not in the loop of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if we're looking at what that style in the UK, like M. Honcho and shit like that, I listen to that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's, I understand that and that's here. But I don't, I'm not 16, bro. I don't know who Little Baby, you know what I mean? I know these names.
Don't check for them then. Don't like research them sometimes on YouTube and
sometimes I get into a little thing, but not particularly with
but
them.
You'll definitely check for UK stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm super harsh with you, but I don't know why. But it has to, like, I have to really, really like
it. We hate our own, don't we?
Yeah.
We're snobby, aren't we?
It has to be different from everything else. And really, I have to love it. Heady One, once I heard something that I liked of him on, now I love him. Now I think
he's amazing.
Yeah, so do I.
But do you know what? I don't understand everything he says, bro. His lingo is absolutely nuts, bro. I'm trying to work it out, bro.
It's like classy... But you're in jail, but it wearing like diamonds, Cartier and shit. And I love
it. It's bougie jail talk, bro. Like,
yeah, proper. Yeah.
So jail. I love it.
And he's so laid back and smooth. It doesn't match the violence he's talking about, which is
mad. Do you think he spun Drake on that tune? Because I think he's smoked Drake.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. On that tune, he did, yeah.
I gave him a bad day, didn't he?
Because Yeah. It's that whole AJ Tyson thing again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Ron here. Coming back at you like Cleopatra. I'm trying out a new catchphrase. But I hope y'all guys enjoy the podcast. And remember, all the links will be down at the bottom. All the recos down at the bottom. And I hope y'all enjoy them.
Hey, listen. What recommendation for the people? Then, what are you been? Yeah. What have you been listening to and watching since you've been in Lochow?
Bro, can I be real, bro? Old tight, Morrisley, from the Smiths.
Okay,
I've been smoking that.
Wow.
Please let me get one out, bro. I was smoking that tune every day. You're right. Morris, I'll bleach my chickens that tune now. Wheel them up, bro. You dumb.
That's not a euphemism.
I stepped on the Smiths. The Smiths, I'm sorry. Morrissey, if you hear this, shout me. Because I'm sorry, bro. But I slept on the Smiths.
Apparently, he's quite right wing now.
I know, bro.
You're forgiving that, though.
I'm hearing he's locking off vegan events because there's meat being served, bro. I'm hearing mad stuff about. I need to DM him. I need to give him a little DM, a little voice note.
Yeah,
he probably
hasn't had a bleached chicken off you. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Can we talk about bleaching chicken?
Yeah, of course, man. That was on the list, bro.
Do you know what it is? It's kind of similar to what you might... I love trolling the UK every
week. Of course,
Because my DM, it turns out it's not an ill carnival, bro.
It's sad to do, isn't it?
Mums are ringing me up, bro, saying... My son said... What did he say one time? Why didn't I bleach your chicken before she cooked it, bro? That's why I know I got too serious, man. Take a breather, bro.
For anyone listening out there, not only is Grim a sick MC, but he's also got this amazing personality on his Instagram. And part of that is that he's a sick cook as well. He cooks it up. But he tells people he bleaches his chicken, sometimes washes it with like window cleaner, sometimes chucks it in the washing machine.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And do you know what I want to know? Are you just wasting this chicken?
Bro, listen. I know, awful. Bro, I've thrown away 100 breasts of chicken, at least. In the bin, whole. Straight from the Aldi shelf into my bin, bro.
Getting an 8-pack when you only need 4.
Stinking out my ting, bro.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You want to do this? I learned to cook on the job. Like, yeah. Seafood. Like, you're a man and you're cook. I think I can hang with you, you know?
Yeah.
I'm up there, bro.
You can hang with. You can don an apron together and just hang out.
You need to get rid of the Don Mio, though, man.
Oh, do you know Don Mio smooth is hard?
Smooth.
Why do people get it, bro? Don Mio smooth. What I don't know, lumpy spag bowl, bro.
It's just like a blended down bowl, one. Bro. Yeah. Wait, do you know what? Yeah, you might as well just get some fucking sweet and sour because that's full of sugar, man. Fuck it. No, but I started on that as well, so I understand.
Well,
Domio. Yeah, of course, yeah. Man. We all started there. Yeah.
Bro, Domio Smooth is like the smoothest sauce on the shelf, bro.
But then then you're putting all-purpose seasoning and turmeric and shit in with the fucking bolognese.
Bro, do you know what? I'm addicted to all-purpose. Now, do you know what I'm addicted to right now? It's hot sauce, bro. I can't live without it.
Which one?
A Kona, man.
Yeah, very good. I love that.
Do you man throw on everything or not?
Not everything.
I do a lot of things. I mean, I wouldn't throw it on a carbonara, let's say.
Yeah.
I do though, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm addicted to it, bro.
It depends. I always go with a different chili sauce for a different dish. Like,
dude,
it's not always one. It's always
what's your chilies? What's your hot sauce?
All right, if I'm having Caribbean food, then it's the Caribbean hot sauce or the Bayesian hot sauce.
The one with mustard in it.
The Bayesian
yellow.
The yellow one.
Yeah, the yellow one, isn't it?
Have that with scrambled eggs.
We had that in Barbados. Banging.
Yeah, banging. Eggs and salmon and shit like that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
With like chicken salad sort of situation, I'm really into the basic red hot sauce.
Frank's?
Yeah.
That's fucking watery as hell.
Yeah,
that's
whack. No, that's banging.
Flies out the
just
bottle,
vinegar.
Is that why it tastes
bro,
so good?
If your hand under control, bro, you've ruined the plate, bro. It's a dangerous pour.
Oh, yeah, it can leak. It can leak heavy.
Leak?
Yeah, it's a leak.
It's a tsunami when you open that lid, bro.
What about a little bit of sriracha as well, right? When you're doing a bit of fried rice or something.
The streets will never forget sriracha, you know. That's crazy.
But I only have that with Asian.
I roll around with a keyring with that in.
Yeah, bro, you got that?
Yeah, of course.
You're a bad boy, bro. You're a bad. I've seen a few people in that. Right, but lads, you know what my favorite cuisine is? I would love to know what your order is. But what's both of yours? Caribbean order, bro.
Okay. So
depends.
My favorite. My favorite is oxtail.
Oh, get out of here, man.
I know you're one of them. Oh, there's too many bones. Nah, that's where you get the flavor.
Bro, I mean, your fucking bone looks like this, bro. I'm sucking bones.
Donut, I'm getting the marrow, everything out, man. I'm just standing on the corner, take a little, and then dashing it onto the floor biodegradable. Yeah, jeez. And just like carrying on, you know, like. But I mean, ideally, and if I get jerk, I want some of the curry goat sauce on it. I don't want that sweet shit on it.
That's a hack.
Yeah.
What about you, Hugo? What do you get?
I either get the goat man. Or curry chicken, but I always get coleslaw and plantain. Always.
Yeah.
Bro, the coleslaw and the plantain is like, I think Caribbean's the best cuisine personally, bro.
Yeah.
It's too much cuisine.
It's a certified worldwide smash.
And if we're talking about Caribbean, we're not just talking about Jamaican as well, right?
No. It's just
you know what I love is
roti
jopa.
My mom's from India. My dad's from Jamaica, right?
Oh, wow. There you go.
I'm mixed up as well. The roti was more my mum's Indian style.
When I
see it in the Caribbean with mac and cheese, I'm kind of confused. Like, it's quite...
It's like a Trini thing, isn't it?
That's because in Trinidad, there was a lot of Asians that got migrated over there. So that's where it comes from.
I like Trini food. It's banging.
So your household is essentially that.
Yeah.
Bro, it's mad because, all right, so as an Indian getting with Jamaica, it was quite frowned upon, bro.
Yeah, I'm
a 30-year-old man now. So when I was younger, it was quite frowned upon. So maybe now it's a bit more normal. But they say I'm coolie, but I don't think I am coolie.
Well, I think you'd have to...
Live there, bruv.
Yeah, exactly. You were created here. Yeah.
I'm not one of them Jamaicans that's never been there and start speaking fluent patois. Imagine me like that.
I've never been there, flying out, best at carnival, bruv. That's
more me. I think that's one of the most jarring things I've ever come across in my life, you know, bro. When someone speaks so patois to me, bro, I turn into a Cockney guy, a back row. Proper British. Real British.
I just feel so posh. Like whenever anyone talks to me in their native accent, I just feel posh.
But yeah, have you been watching anything then? I can't imagine you sitting there watching.
Bro,
things.
Do you know what? I've got ADHD, you know. I can't watch more than 30 seconds of nothing. I'm addicted to... Bro, my screen time is fucking nuts. Bro.
Oh, yeah, I bet, yeah. Bro, should we change this for you? We'll change this question. Grim, have you seen anything on Instagram that you can recommend anyone? Yeah.
Yeah. Or any good websites?
You know Gogglebox. Yeah. I will find out through Gogglebox, bro.
Yeah, so do I.
I'll type Jude and Leon, RIP, yeah? Because he passed away recently.
I know.
But yeah, so... I didn't realize I had this. That's this. What I suffered from till like later on in life, bro. I watch a film and I'm on my phone 5 minutes into it, and it's one of the worst hindrances I've had. But I listen to a lot of podcasts, bro.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. What do you listen to?
So a lot of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan. I hate you, bro. I can't stand Joe Rogan. But I want to speak to him at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm like that with him too. I don't hate him, but sometimes I'm like. Oh, you don't know everything. Banging on about the same. How do you know so much?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like Joe.
How do you have time to know all this shit? Like,
and also, his main job's a comedian. He's not even funny, and he hasn't got a sense of humor.
He's not funny at all, bro.
Like, but his guests are sick, and he lets them talk.
Yeah, and he knows. Fuck, he does know. Yeah. Loads of shit. Like,
yeah,
he knows.
I don't know. Like, sometimes he waffles, man. He talks like he knows. I don't think. Joe, I want to have a convo with you. I'm going to DM you after this. Joe Rogan. Look up for me, bro.
You know what? I've never listened to a whole episode. I always fall asleep.
7 hours long.
Yeah.
All right, lads. Do you think Grime, I'm not going to say the D word, bro, but do you think it's seen better days? Where are we with Grime?
I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
I think these things go around in circles. What happens is it becomes commercial, then two or three people take it away and then make it into something slightly poppy and slightly different. Yeah. But it's still grime. And then it goes back into the underground where you've got people doing these sets like Mode FM, all these things. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we saw it happen, you know, 5 years ago with Radar. Like, do you know what I mean? So like...
That was a big loss, wasn't it?
You know, it's not just sustainable to just do that if you want to earn money. So a lot of these people, like say like Zoo or whatever, they're like
proper
sick grime MCs, but he's got to do other things as well. Do you know what I mean?
They're evolving to different artists.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that you're specifically grime.
Nah, not at all.
Yeah, it's weird because you are a grime MC by nature.
I know.
That's the genius.
You know what it is? All right. If we're gonna, Mike Skinner, bro, has taught me so much, bro. Mm. Like to be myself, I feel like
that's good.
Yeah, bro. Like, and I look at him as a genius, and I feel to myself, you know, don't be scared to make what you like, bro.
Because
we all like different musics, but they're your guilty pleasures. But this shouldn't be your guilty pleasures, bro. You should make what you want, and you should second guess yourself sometimes. Yeah.
It's true, man, and it's always a pleasant surprise. And it's funny, whatever. But when I see you on your Insta, and you might be playing some mad pop tune or some mad tune, but I can tell you really love it. Exactly, you really love it. It really talks.
Like,
to you.
Bro, like with music, man. Like I'm so confident in myself where I can be in front of a road, man, and say that I like this pop song.
Yeah.
And as you should be yourself, wherever you go. But with music, bro, like a lot of people make what they think that they want you to. Well, you know, I'm not the right way to say it. What you think they want you to make, bro.
Yeah,
of course.
There should be no balance.
And that's tough because it's hard being in this world, going on your phone, like everyone's judging you all the time. You know what I mean? It's hard to not think like that. But that's the key, isn't it? That's the key to try and be like, why did I get into this? I got into this because I done things that I like doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that might evolve. You might not like the same fucking things you did as a 19-year-old grime MC in the park. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're different people.
We're different people. Have you grown as well? Like,
yeah.
I know I'm getting old, bro. Because the things I'm watching on telly and...
Yeah, The Crown.
Even choosing a podcast over music kills me, bro.
Yeah.
I've got to give in.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to give in.
I have to for a drive, though. Otherwise, I'm fucking drained. Like,
I'm forced myself to listen to Gucci Man, bro. Yeah. In my head, I want to listen to Joe Rogan, bro.
Yeah,
I won't do it. Yeah. But I'm fighting myself.
I've got to listen to Goo Up.
I think, yeah, bless that. I'm fooling myself, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in my car driving, and I got a pocket cast, and I'm picking up my mate, so I'm picking up like Yasir.
Yeah, yeah.
And Yasir comes in the car, I'm putting on Gucci, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not listening to a podcast. Bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn off Joe Rogan talking to a feminist and put on Gucci.
Yeah, I'm listening to this Gucci album, bro. Bro, I've been banging off podcasts, bro.
Wait, do you know what? I've got another one then. Ricky Gervais and Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, the original old school XFM radio shows.
The first podcast.
I'll send them to you, bro.
Bro, but do you know what? Howling. All right, do you know what it is with Ricky Gervais, bro?
Gervais.
He makes me not believe in God.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes me not believe in God.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe in God, you know, bro. I'm a man that goes church.
I hear that.
He's got me questioning my religion. He's too on point, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but don't worry. This is all way. This is when they were making The Office. Way before he got obsessed with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. It's before.
You'll love it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
4944, Patrick Robinson speaking. How may I help?
Patrick, it's a video call.
Hello.
I could just see your chin. I should lift the camera up. I should be able to see you.
Oh, yes.
I'm using my iPhone, you see.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I'll tell you what, Patrick, I was just making some Savoy cabbage.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it's reminded me of our time. Do you remember our time in the Savoy?
Yes, is Margaret out?
Yes, Margaret's out.
Yes, well, yeah, I do, and it's one of my fondest memories.
It's a very fond memory.
It's a good week.
Jean's not there, is she?
Oh, no. No. God, no. She's started yoga.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I have the place to myself, actually, if you're interested in popping over any time soon.
Okay.
Obviously, I will need 2 weeks in advance just to prepare. And...
Well, Patrick, yep. if I could just stop you there, it's a video call, so we could move it into the bedroom.
Yes, that's a great idea. Let me adjust myself and I will call you straight back.
Okay, roger that.
Okay, stay by the phone.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a mobile. You can keep it on you, can you?
Yes.
Okay, I keep mine on me at all times.
Okay.
Okay,
see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Hey, yo! Yo! Ha ha! Ha 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 ha! Will everybody shut the fuck up?
Settle down, settle down!
You're in tune to the Chatting Shit Podcast!
UK Stand Up!
The world's greatest!
The best there ever was that ever lived!
Series 2 out now, motherfucker!
Oh gosh!
Ha-ha!
Are you ready?
Check it! Check it!
Are you ready?
Check it!
Right, let's take this back, man. Let's take it back to where it all first started for you, bro. What was your first thing in life, like, creatively? Was it spitting? Was it rapping, like, MCing?
Nah, bro, do you know what it is? I'll be real with you. I'm really good at English, bro.
Oh,
like words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like writing stories and being creative with words. So that's how I got into music. But yeah, but being good at English, bro, like I was always outstanding, bro. I used to think my teacher fancied me, bro. But I was actually pretty good at it, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it all started from and a bit of belief. But going into that starting, maybe it had to be Jay-Z, Big Pimpin' as well, played a big part of my life, bro.
That's your first shit you're listening to?
The first album I bought was Jay-Z Dynasty.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hard album. Okay. Did you know Kanye wrote the chorus to that?
You're lying. That's what I love you for, bro. You know what I'm saying? I live for them facts, bro.
Oh, I've got another one.
I've got loads of them.
Wait. The chorus for what?
Big Pimpin' spending cheese.
Facts.
Bro, that obviously, like, Kanye's like done a lot on the blueprint and that, but let me see what you got for me.
Well, fucking
who's that?
Go on,
Pusha T. No,
Pusha
T. Pusha T wrote that.
All right, you know Will Smith going to Miami.
Yeah,
written by Nas.
Oof. You're lying.
Fact.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
no printer.
All right, what? The one I know is probably Bait. Jay-Z wrote Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
I only found that out last month, though. That's crazy. Did you? That's crazy because.
But you can hear kind of Jay-Z's flow on it.
Yeah, but Snoop's a proper MC. I couldn't believe that.
Can we talk about Snoop Just Eat Advert, bro?
Yeah. Somebody say Just Eat.
Do you think that's ruined his brand?
Nah,
not for the world, but for me.
For me, bro, I can't listen.
I haven't listened to a Snoop tune in like 10 years.
Look what I got in the background, bro. I got that Doggy Style. That's my first album, bro.
That's a classic album, bro.
Yeah, I got corrupted by that guy, and I want to keep it that way.
I think after Drop It Like It's Hot, I just stopped.
Yeah. You're right. I don't think it needs to be Just Eat. Listen, he's a G, always will be. But different to, 19-year-old Snoop, you know what I'm saying?
He's evolved. Jay-Z Dynasty was my first one, though.
And then where did you grow up? Was it?
Swindon. Awful. Never go there, man.
But yeah, what was it like growing up there, bro?
Do you know what, Rob? It was quite it's quite an industrial town. Like, yeah. They're known for the train with Brunel. Yeah. I mean, did you ever go to Brunel Nightclub?
Nah.
Oh, Sidewinders, that's where they started.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, it was all right, but I was always an outcast, bro. I was always the odd one out. And I used to think, trying to fit in too much there when really I was never meant to be there, bro. Like,
what was it like culturally there?
Oh, what's the word?
EDL.
EDL, bro. Yeah. Tommy Robinson's or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was so acclimatized to the place. Mm. I was used to it. And I used to turn a blind eye to it. But looking back now, I've recently moved to Birmingham. So
nice.
Yeah. I've been in Birmingham since the start of the year.
Yeah. Is that quite near to Swindon? Or?
No, about an hour and a half away, man.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But for me, being, obviously, I'm Asian and black, but I look Asian, so I just say that I'm Asian. But,
right, yeah, yeah.
So it's easier, because if I say I'm Jamaican, no one's going to believe me. I've got to get my dad passed. I got to mention Oxtail.
Growing up there, how did you get into spitting and that then?
Bro, you know what it is? I was blown away when I heard Dizzy Rascal, I Love You.
Yeah.
So I'm a man with no radio, bro. Swindon. So I'm listening to like Westwood. I love Westwood, bro. I'm always a fan of Westwood.
Yeah, yeah.
The Lick, Trevor Nelson.
Remember
that?
Yeah. Channel U.
Yeah.
That was our Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my way into it. So kind of like that. And
were there people
fascinated.
That you, was there even a few people that you hung around with that were into the same thing?
Yeah, but bro, they all said I was a shit MC, bro. I had no confidence, but only because they didn't understand how different I was.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I listened to, but I was fascinated that we could spit in our own language on a garage tempo, which I felt fit like a glove.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to spit American.
Yeah,
I didn't have to go. Like my tempo was made for this. So when Dizzy Rascal done, I thought, wow, I can do that, man. And for me, it's a fascination of using our own. I think. Grime, our accent fits beautifully on there, man.
Yeah, for sure.
When Americans do, it's not the same. Man.
Nah.
It's built for us, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
So that was the fascination. I finally found a place because So Solid I was into us, but it was still quite like, not as lyrical as I might listen to Jay-Z. Wasn't lyrical enough for me, but so on the Dizzy, Kano, and then I fell in love with this grime, raw grime sets, man. Sidewinders and Eskimo dances and the rawness and the MCs not knowing how good they were, how far they could take it and watch them grow. It was beautiful
for me,
man. That kind
of funk element.
That era there, man, that shaped UK today, man.
And also the style and the characters in it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They weren't just, everyone didn't want to just blend in. Everyone wanted to have their own character. They were like superheroes.
Do you feel like, in grime, there's so many styles, bro. Mm. No one's in drill. People quite. You got the same. Pop smoke. All this. I see that dancing every video, bro.
But do you know what? That did happen with grime though, because when it first came out, when it first came out, you had like the 30 guys, and then for a while, like when I was younger, you know, every one of my youngers was spitting in the same kind of grime flow. Do you know what I mean? Like
what was it?
It's not that. You know what I mean? Like you know, and just rhyming the same word and that. And that's because when something becomes big, everyone's inspired by it and everyone wants to copy it. And then after that, people find their own style again. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what's happening with drill.
Yeah, I hope so, because when the people that are doing drill are the ones that are standing out, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But grime's more like, bro, like in grime, who can I say, bro? Like my favorite MC, do you know who my favorite MC in grime is, bro? Of all time, Capo Libre. Like, people don't know how good Capo is.
He's hard.
Capo's sick, man.
Like, bro, people won't say it because today is a different day, but bro, Kappa would live in any year that Grime was built.
He's so original. And that makes sense because you guys both sit differently on a beat.
Bro,
man. You don't follow a certain pattern.
When he comes in, like, it's fascinating to hear a man hit the beat every time he does. I thought that's what I fell in love with Grime.
Yeah.
Different way we hear beats, bro.
Different
way, what you hear, what I hear, and what the way you would think to enter in the, you can make a noise and it still sounds sick.
That's true.
I'm in love with the whole, but as I got older, I've come more in love with the musical side of things. Like, if I'm making a song now, I'm almost thinking, how would it sound if I play it live, bro?
What
instrument could I play? And it's more than logic and vocals now as well.
You're making songs now.
As making songs, but making songs is very hard, bro.
It sounds easy, but it's
learn everything and then forget everything.
And as a perfectionist, bro, is a song ever finished, bro? Like, when do you stop adding, and do you need to put this in and that? That's what's killing me right now, bro.
I know.
I feel like that's a sort of producer call, because they are the ones who are hearing you differently. And maybe as more of an audience stance on it.
Almost like a director on a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, they're watching it. If they're watching it play out, so it's their call to be
but
like...
But then again, some artists basically produce themselves, like, and they use a beat maker as part of the process. This depends on your style, really. I don't know, man. I'm fucking lazy. When it gets to a point and I've heard it a billion times, and the engineer's trying to tweak a kick drum so you can hear it in space, I can't sit there anymore.
Is it like that?
No.
It's tedious for you, is it?
I don't mind it doing it myself for like 2-3 days. That's cool. But then after that...
Do you know I've stopped doing as well, bro? Like, as you can see, you can tell my ADHD, I skip from combo to combo.
Yeah.
Do you know email music, bro?
Email?
I don't like sending music over emails anymore. I want to get you in the studio.
Oh, I've got you. Yeah.
Vibe off the
I do want to play it to people loud, like how I hear it. Because people send me beats, I listen to it like that, like my phone to my ear. Like,
bro, why do we do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do it. And do I listen that, to 20 seconds of it and go, yeah, sick. And then go, yeah, I like that.
Or nah, there's no bassline on it. Because you're fucking playing it for your phone.
Yeah, subs.
All right. So as we get older, it's the hardest to find songs that you like.
Yeah,
are you more,
I'm
more
searching for a particular thing that doesn't exist.
It's harder to come by. No, I like loads of tunes, but it's harder to come by the ones where you get that feeling. You know,
my favorite tune feeling.
The tune you want to listen to as soon as you wake up every morning and you put it on loop 20 times.
Yeah,
even though there's a whole album, you just listen to that one tune.
And you don't find it. It finds you. That song will find you.
Do you think in 2021? We've got too much choice.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't find it.
You don't find it. It's like Netflix. Like, you sit there trying to go for it and you end up going on YouTube.
I can drive from my house to London and not listen to one song.
Next.
I was thinking that the other day, Spotify
is a good point.
Too much choice. Yeah, Grime music. I love with Grime.
So what about this? What's the first time that you're obviously looking at it as an outsider looking in. Outsider looking in. And I was kind of like that as well, because I was from the outskirts. So, like, what was the first time where you, I don't know, did you have to, like, go out the ends to go somewhere and finally get acknowledged as an actual MC?
Okay. See with me, bro.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the best MC, but see with me, bro, like, I know I've got personality.
Yeah, it's so a style,
I bring a lot to the table as well. But with me, it was... clashing on Lords of the Mics, bro. Slapping man up in the basement, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few lines I said in there which man can't come back from, bro.
Yeah.
You know what it is? But I said some nuts stuff, but going in there, and I thought...
Was that the first time you stepped out of Swindon, though?
No, Don't Flop was. I don't like Don't
Flop.
I wish I'd never done Don't Flop.
Yeah.
I was hungry, and see me, bro, like... I know I'm meant to be a musician, so I would stick to it. And so, as I was doing jobs on the side, I wouldn't take them seriously. For some reason, I'm born with a thing in my brain where I just focus on one thing and chase it. But because you can't beat a man that don't give up, right? Yeah, that's why I'm the man that chases it all the time.
But I suppose don't flop with a room full of middle class kids, yeah, wanting to be in the 90s or going to fucking Lord of the Mics is two different, completely different things.
Bro,
man.
Do you know how daunted Lord of the Mics
is? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
When you've got Jammer's dreads right near your nose.
Yeah.
I'd be shitting myself thinking I might laugh.
Bro, like, you got a guy and a step behind you. Bro, yeah. You can lamp you anytime.
Yeah.
Oh my, I'm shaking in there, bro. It's intimidating, bro. Bro, I'm sweating buckets.
Yeah. It looks boiling.
And you got that like, cool, bro.
Yeah,
and you listen to a man slap you up, bro. But laws of the mics, see things like that. I feel like they're the essence of what MCs they grew, man. Like, I still think it needs to be around now, man. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. It's very important.
But that was the biggest like the cut through.
Is that where your Birmingham link started through clashing?
No, the Birmingham link started because Despo was the first man to manage me.
Oh,
so Despo is my management. So
yeah, but how did that happen? And for anyone listening out there, Despo manages JK. He's a big part of the Birmingham scene.
Yeah,
like, but so how did that happen though? Like, was that around that time?
Yeah, bro. Like, after he come up to me, he said, "Yo, I want to start managing you." I said, "Yeah." So I was like the hamster, bro, in that whole situation.
Experiment. Yeah,
man. And JK come, and me and JK end up being great friends. I'm with him. I see him at least once. So I see, as a fanboy, I'm around him a lot, bro. But bro, I swear down, this guy's the best, bro.
He's hard.
I'm around him, bro. So we had a session with Rookid. Like Rookid even offered me a beat. Like, am I that dead? Like, this DJ Rookid, bruv, yeah. I thought, I'm gonna get a beat of Rookid. Rookid, you didn't even show me an instrumental.
Didn't even offer like in a Middle Eastern house when they offer tea. He didn't even offer me a beat.
Rookid, and you got a little Getz left over for me. Yeah. And you got a little one that man turned down.
Yeah, I've already done one with Getz. Come on.
It's me.
So I was in there with JK and Rube, right? I see him there as first, and I thought, bro, like, he's incredible, bro. Like, the way he rhymes syllables, bro, like a glove, the one to the next.
Oh, 100%. Like, his multis are like he was brought up on proper New York rap. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's quite slept on with him.
Yeah.
I don't think people know why he's that good, but.
Well, because he's effortless with it, isn't it?
Oh,
so people, you don't notice it when it's effortless because you take it for granted. Like I love it. Like, he's one of my favorite grime MCs, isn't
me
it?
Too.
And we went in the studio with him the other day, and he's just chatting. And you know how like calm his voice is in real life. You know, he's just chatting.
Humblest guy, isn't it?
Like, yeah, just a couple minutes, like fucking around on his phone. Next, I'm ready. Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
and then just records it in one take.
I can say he's probably got the project of the year, man.
Yeah,
that's going to be showing a bit. I don't want to speak on his behalf. He's not here, but his project's fucking.
Yeah.
So with Despot, it was me. I'm still with Despot now. Still with Andrew Jane now. So I moved to Birmingham,
and that's how you know Yasin as well, right? Yasin Rose.
Bro, me and Yasin are tight, man.
Yeah, I love Yasin, man.
Same.
I feel like he's one of the most under. Like, me and Yasin have got a great song together, man. He's one of my favorites.
Big tune.
Yeah,
I love that song. He's one of my favorites, man.
Yeah. I was left for dead.
He's hard. Like, ever since I heard I Don't Know Why for the first time,
bro.
Never left my playlist, bro.
Bro, I've never left my playlist either, bro.
Crazy, isn't it? That's one of those tunes. That's one of those tunes I was talking about. One of those tunes where I wake up and I need to play it, and I'll play it to death.
Yeah.
And it just never gets
old.
It
was that tune for me too.
Yeah. I feel like you're an honorary Brummy, man. I feel like it just makes sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what it is, bro? As weird as it sounds, I found a lot of my Asian self by being around them.
I was going to say, did you finally feel exactly like comfortable? Like, this is like where Asian man can just be themselves and it's a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. And we rap as well.
Yeah.
I was always forcing the black side out of Jamaica. I'll be the one that will tell me I'm Jamaican for even speak to me, bro, when I was 14. You know what I'm saying?
Of course,
eyebrows. Yeah. What, you Jamaican, bro, I look Asian as hell. So I found myself, and it was Jay. Like, I felt like, I was accepting myself and finding them.
But that's important.
Yeah, man. So what I've got going on right now, I'm with Despo. I'm in the studio every day. I've got a great project called Sick as the Great, man. I think that'll work.
Well, Yasin is saying he heard some shit and he said it's going to be very special.
Bro, listen, man. I can't lie to you. I'm not one to blow my own trumpet, man. Like, I obviously I made Kane open it till few years, like I was trying to find myself musically. Mm-hmm. I went over to emo and done all over the stuff. Mm-hmm. I was touring with Mike Skinner. I was about to before lockdown, bro. Mm-hmm. After the second tour of Mike Skinner, we had a big plan for me, bro. And then COVID come. It was meant to be last year, so yeah, I felt like. Yeah. But now I've picked it back up, man. I can honestly say, man, like I've just dropped the tune with Scorcher last week.
Yeah,
that tune's old, man. Yeah. It's just, yeah. So Scorcher,
you get Spotify love. Your song's always.
Yeah,
always on.
Thank
there.
You, man. But I feel like now, like where I'm going, I'm not even gonna brag, bro. Like, I think I've got one of the projects to look out for, man. Like,
well, bro, it's about time. You're the single guy, like, you know what I mean? Like, your single's got like Kane, you know, the Corrupted All Star remix with Corrupted.
Yeah,
come on,
it's my claim to fame, man. Yeah.
But like, Open the Till, Call Me in the Morning, all these tunes.
Yeah.
But we need a project.
Do you know what it was, bro? It was me. I was hanging on to Mike Skinner, bro, like more than I should have. Like, and I was always underneath him. And when I see him do it, I didn't have the confidence to do it myself, bro. But since the COVID, I haven't seen him as much. Mm. I've had to do it on my own, bro.
Yeah.
He made life easy for me, bro. Like, I was doing headlining at Glastonbury, bro.
I was there, bro, in the crowd.
He was bringing me out, bro.
Yeah.
So I felt like I had a shortcut, bro. It's like the M25 rammed with traffic. I found the underpass, bro.
Yeah. But that's fine.
Strolling through it.
Bro, that's how life is sometimes. You have to take these opportunities. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, everyone
maybe quite lazy, though.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, you're not, but then you found your way now. Do you know what I mean? But, like, if it went the other way, if he said, come with me, and you went, nah, you'd be sitting there like, what? Why didn't I take that opportunity?
All right. I'll speak about something very serious, bro. Yeah. Mm. All right, so I went on tour with him, bro, and we done 50 dates, bro, Europe, UK, bro. The day I come off tour, I was the most depressed I've ever been in my life, bro. Yeah. It's the most saddest thing. I'm back in normal life.
Yeah, you go from up here down to just being your pants at home on your own.
But just like...
You go from people fucking going mental to your music to nothing. Yeah. To
and
B&Q.
Just the next day, and bro, I promise you, it killed me for nearly a year, bro. Yeah. I couldn't get over it. I was drinking heavy. I was flipping. I was still living the rock star life, bro.
Just on your own.
On my own, bro.
Yeah. Get installing bunk beds so it feels like a tour bus.
Yeah. Where's the rider? What? Yeah.
And I'm still like reposting Mike Skinner pics from 2 years ago. Yeah. Trying to relive it. Bro.
I love how honest you are, though, man. We all feel like this. It's so
I'm
true.
Honest, bro.
Let's talk about that, though. Let's talk about how did that Mike Skinner connection happen then? Is that just you hanging around in Birmingham?
Murkish Dave.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Murkish Dave,
was,
man.
Was playing me around him, bro. He's just there, bro. Like, but do you know what I rate Mike, bro? He saw in me what no one else saw in me. What I knew I had, but I didn't find it in myself. I'm just as good as anyone, bro. I promise you, but... Mm-hmm. It needed to be nurtured. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they've got plans for me, bro. Like after this, I'm gonna go into like cooking shows and all sorts. But what he saw in me, bro, was it's a genius that he is, bro. I don't know how he worked it out myself, bro.
But that's what he does. Like these things.
And so I've been touring with him for 2 years, bro. And I can honestly say, bro, the intelligence of the man is. It's crazy, bro.
And how was that? That's a massive step up, obviously, from like the type of gigs that we'd be doing before that to the like headline shows that he's doing. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, he threw me in, bro. Like,
yeah.
And you got to think, like, to trust a grime MC, bro, like, wasn't big, bro. And you could have picked anyone in grime at that time, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he picked me. I still don't know, but...
Because you're different.
Me and him getting like a house on fire, though, man.
Bruv, when you run out and open the till and your fucking knees are hitting your chin,
that's hard.
That's when a Jamaican comes out.
Yeah. Supercat. Proper Supercat team.
Man. But
so sick.
See, Mike, bro, like, when you're on tour with him, I'll tell you a little story about him, bro. Mm-hmm. He don't leave the coach until... half hour before he's on. You don't even see him all day, bro. I don't know what he's doing there, bro. Like, I see him come from the curtain and then just, let me just turn up with him. Because we done one of your shows, I think, I can't remember what me and him done. On your tour one time, we done one of your shows.
Yeah, I remember. Before. I can't remember where it was, but I remember.
Yeah. He speaks highly of you lot as well.
No, yeah. I remember when, where was it? Oh, it was Glastonbury, innit? When I saw you, I come to watch the after show. Obviously, I watched the full Streets show with you and that on the main stage you were doing, But I was just like tiny in the background of the crowd. So I was like, got to get to the after party as well, which was the Tonga thing. And then I just see you in the crowd and you're like, bro, come through. And I was like, nah. Like, you know, like, I know what it's like when people want to come backstage and that. And you're like, nah, bro, come.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then you took
me through. Was there as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you're like, bro, like, we'll knock on Mike's dressing room. In my mind, I was like, bro, he's going to be like, what who the fuck's doing? This guy? Yeah. But it was just so much love, like proper bless, man. Yeah.
He's blessed with room, man. Like, yeah. I'll probably be doing all the tour with him this year as well, man.
Amazing.
We'll link up at the finish. But but anyway, going back to it, bro. Like the sickest that you're gonna hear this year, you'll be pleasantly surprised, man. Sick. Got some good features on there. Me and Yasin have got a new one on there.
Yeah.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, man. I feel like it's my time, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like you've progressed and found yourself. Like, even like with JK, you know, like when I first used to listen to JK Invasion, I couldn't imagine him doing songs. You know, like he was just a hype MC, just even energy on the set. Yeah, but like, it's just like, but again, he had a character, do you know what I mean? And it's like someone you wanted to watch. Years later now, he's like switched up his style and he's found, or not even switched up, like fine-tuned his style. And I feel like that's what you've done every time I hear a new tune from you.
But yeah, I feel like that as well. I'm glad you say that, man. That makes me happy, man, because I'm working so hard at the moment in the studio, man. I've been in the studio, I'm mentally exhausted, man. Mm. I've been in there every day since the start of the year, bro. Mm. I'm just mentally exhausted. So I'm glad to finally wrap it up, man. I got a new single called Vince McMahon. but with Mystery.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, bro.
We got Mystery. He's Birmingham family, specialist.
Yeah. I struggle to find. There's not going to be three better grand tunes in this, bro, this year.
Sick.
Bro, I'm moonwalking on that tune.
Yeah.
Bro, you'll do 85 press-ups, bro. Bro, when Keith hears
I'm going to start professional boxing just so I can walk out to it.
Are you going to do a five spinner to that one?
Yeah. Hey, do you know my 360? It's like the greatest move that the Graham's ever seen, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
Man catches it, bro.
I always wondered about the mic wire.
Bro, I've fucking wrapped it around me a few times, bro. Can't even lie to you, bro.
Having to carry on as well.
Wriggle your way out of it on the floor.
Having to carry on. I never questioned this in my ADHD kick.
Yeah,
bro, are you not going to be socially awkward when we go back to the fucking festivals, bro? Because I am, bro.
Yeah. Yes. I'm always, anyway. I was born socially awkward, man.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's going to be hard to get back into where we was, bro?
No, I think so. Like, I thought about this the other day, man. Like, even on the first lockdown, I hadn't seen anyone. You know, like when it was proper lockdown last year, I literally hadn't seen anyone for like 4 weeks. I was on my own. Like Kieran, but he's working, you know what I mean? Because he's a builder.
Yeah.
So I hardly saw him. And then I went for a jog and I saw like someone, that, like an acquaintance. And I was just like, you're all right. And I couldn't even talk. I didn't even know what to say, bro. Like, and I was thinking about talking and I just feel like, in a rate, like bare people around, it's just going to be a bit weird, man.
Yeah.
So Hugo, you say you're socially awkward, yeah?
Definitely, man.
Me too, man. How can we get out of this?
Oh, we can't. I thrive off it.
Do you know what the biggest question everyone says about you, lot, bro, to me?
Yeah.
Do they ever come out of character? They feel like you're like that 24/7, bro.
Do you
get that?
Yeah, of course. People say that all the time.
I mean, I get it when I'm speaking normally. Someone goes, "It's just like his character, isn't it?"
Bro, I had that the other day. I literally had that the other day. They're like, exactly the same as your character. Proper cunt.
That's
why I've
been safe. Yeah. You know, that's part of the reason we did this as well, man. Like, we thought it's time to, like, show that, like, A, you could, you know, open up a little bit about the process, tell stories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, do it be out of character because everything we've ever done is in character.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The sandwich. What's your favorite sandwich?
Hey, listen, man, a question we ask all of our guests, and I feel like it's something that describes what the person's about, is what's your favourite sandwich?
Jesus, you can't throw down questions on me. Like,
are you a sandwich guy?
I feel like I'm not deep in the game. But you know what, bro? I feel like I'm not deep in the sandwich game because you know what it is, bro? Sometimes I'm just trying to get the best meal deal I can get out of Tesco.
I hear it. Yeah.
So maybe.
Do you know what? I want a top three. And some people have chucked in bagels. Some people have chucked in burritos, shawarma. Samosas, shawarma, like loads of things.
You know what it is? It's that Philadelphia cheese salmon one.
That's a hard sandwich.
What, in a bagel or a sandwich?
Brown bread sandwich or a bagel.
You strike me as the type of person that's never tried brown bread in their life.
Nah, bro. I don't like white bread. I like brown bread. I do like bro. But you know what it is, bro? Brown bread's carby as hell, bro. Bread's carby, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Someone said to me, I'm putting on, not me, they said, I'm putting on weight because I'm eating too much bread. I said, brother, you've been eating fucking sandwiches your whole life. Year one.
Yeah.
Don't blame the bread. What's this cutting out bread about, bro?
I know.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite sandwich, but I need crisps to compliment my sandwich.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't. I'm like,
what,
I need
what flavour?
A little Thai sensation.
A flavour. Flavour.
Oh, crisp.
Yeah.
You know what? Anything but salt and vinegar. So I don't like my lips being burnt, bro. But apart from that, bro, do you know salt and vinegar ring my lips off like a private number? I can't take it. Ringing off. My lips are ringing, bro. Yeah, but that's
I hear that. I hear that.
A tuna mayo slept on as well.
Okay, so all your sandwiches are my enemy because they've got fish inside them.
Okay, all right. How about just a cheese sandwich, bro?
Okay.
Why are we? Just a cheese. A mild cheese as well.
That's the Swindon in you, isn't it?
That's the mild cheese as well.
That's the Swindon coming out of you.
A one strength, bro. And you're laughing, bro.
It's just texture.
what's everyone's beef with mild cheese? I love mild cheese, bro.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm a mature cheddar guy.
Yeah, I prefer mature, but the little child in me loves that shit. But my son has it.
That's my top three sandwiches.
Hard. Yeah, that's cool. And finally, although you've been asking questions the whole way, you've got to ask.
Oh, bro, that's my anxiety.
No. Sick. You've been killing
it. I've got to deflect.
It's actually been sick doing it that way, you know. Like,
yeah, I like it.
You've had some sick questions, but we want you to ask us three questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's my cup of tea. All right. Yeah. For both of you, yeah. I'm going to be a bit nerdy first. Jay-Z or Nas?
Nas for me, man.
Oh, get out of here.
Me say that.
I'm not having it.
Hugo's Jay-Z, though. I know that.
No,
right?
Man. It's Hugo, such a tough...
You always were Jay-Z, though.
Yeah, but I feel as I'm getting older...
As you got a bit of sense about you.
Yeah, maybe. Or as I'm getting older and sort of Jay-Z's kind of blingy... I feel Nas kept it...
Thorough.
Yeah, the whole way through, whereas Jay-Z has done some real
and
questionable moves.
Man.
But still, one of the best.
Do you both like Jay-Z's new hairstyle? I think it's trash.
Do you know what? I didn't like it at first, but I saw it recently where he's got a little bit longer and he looks like quite a spiritual
Basquiat
man
vibe.
Of the spirits. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He looks like Kodak Black's dad. He needs to lock it off.
Basquiat, Kodak Black sort of vibe. Yeah.
All right, number two. All right, cool. Both of you, man, like, who inspires you the most when you was growing up?
Like, family member vibe?
Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
For me, it would have been, at the time, it would have been Ricky Gervais, probably.
Serious?
Yeah, because, it depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about the profession I'm in now, yeah, it probably would have been Gervais because I also felt like, I love just terrorizing and making people laugh and not taking things too seriously. And I felt like that's what he did as well, yeah. And also, he didn't make it until he was, I don't know, maybe like 39 or something. And I was signing on doing fuck all as well at the time. So I was like, it was weirdly, it was inspirational for me because I was like, right, there is always a way, you know what I mean, at the end of it. But I had different inspirations at different parts of my life, you know. It could have been RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan at one point.
Yeah.
I'm a big, yeah.
Ali G.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Hey, do you think I look like Ali G a little bit?
No, only white people in Swindon will think that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to get called allergy at school. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, Sachin Baron Cohen.
Sachin.
Ali G. Everyone knows you. Borat. Yeah. That early on, like, because when I was a kid, it was like Harry Enfield, Bar Show.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then Ali G kind of resonated with me a bit more. And then as I got older, Peep Show. Office.
Yeah, I love the future. But you know, Ali G, if you look at it now, do you think he could have got away with that today? Because I don't think he could have.
Definitely not.
No.
Nah. Not today.
I mean, yeah, like, I think a lot of things have changed. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't exactly a working class guy as well, even doing that. You know what I mean? Like, when we're doing People See Nothing, and you might get someone in an interview going like, so what do you feel about, you know, doing something about working class MCs? Like, what? I was that. Like, that was my whole life. Yeah. I never feel a way about that. Do you know what I mean?
No, you can't.
And do you know what? I'm not a dickhead. So like, if something's funny and it's good, like Ali G, cool. But it's not that well observed, because that is not what people were like. Do you know what I mean? It was over the top. Do you know what I mean? But because he was on the righteous path, because he was cleverly taking the piss out of these politicians and showing, exposing. That's what made it sick. Exactly. Yeah. So you could tell he was on the right side of things.
Yeah. And from that, Borat was born.
Yeah, man.
He's a genius, isn't he?
Yeah. Bruv, that's like literally my dad would have Kurdsat on, yeah, with a massive satellite dish, yeah. And there would be guys like Borat, I swear down.
Yeah.
That's good. That's how I learned about the culture.
Yeah.
Well, my last question is both of you, man. Like, where both of you see yourself in 5 years' time, man?
I like that. 5 years is cool. I hate when people are like 10, 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, 5 years, I hope to be working on more comedies with my brothers.
Wicked.
Writing, acting. And then acting in some other stuff, you know, just dipping my toe in, sound a little bit bigger or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But doing things that I love still, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good answer, man.
What about you, Hugh? I don't know, man. I always kind of think, I feel like I chop and change what I want to do so much. But now I'm going to be more like sort of water vibes, because I heard someone else say it. And it resonated with me, and I was like, oh, that's
like water.
Yeah.
That's a good setting, though.
So, like just go with it. But yeah, just making sick shows with the gang, and try other things, and maybe start making music again properly.
Yeah, well,
work out what that is, what I'm going to do, like, and do it properly, not just like when I've got half an hour and I feel like I've got a setup in a room that I should use. Like,
yeah,
go
yeah.
back, learn what's going on.
Mm. Fall in love with it again.
Yeah, fall in love with it. I need to do a bit of training. I need to hit the gym.
Yeah, man, that's good answers, man.
Gym with an NPC under your shoulder.
Yeah, and they're like, what? You just use a fucking laptop, man.
That was it. Wait, you know when you said water, yeah, reminded me of, remember in Belly, when, is it Cameron? To say goodbye, he goes, all right, water.
Water.
That's cool. And I'm the type of guy that would copy that when I was younger.
Yeah, same.
And try and drop it.
Safe, man. Yeah. Water.
I think it's Noriega, actually. Did that in England. All right, see you later. Yeah, water. What?
Did he just say water?
The last question. This is the most important.
Oh, cool.
Are you our new best friend?
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank God.
Here we go. Thank you.
You've heard Sick it here first, man. Sick well, is the
we're
greatest.
We're all booked in for matching tattoos, yeah, April for sure. 12th.
Yeah, matching tattoos.
Yeah, butterflies on our lower back.
On that note, bro, you've been an amazing guest, bro. Thank you so much, brother, man. Yeah. You've been amazing.
Big up, man. Thank you. I didn't see your ears off enough, man.
I know.
Hey, Kieran, shout me. Biggest fan, Sickers. Gone. Yeah?
Die.
This is the outro. See you later. And good luck. Stay lucky, boy. Stay lucky, boy.
So there you have it. Grim Sickers, the legend.
The greatest. Yeah, man.
The greatest. Now I know why they call him the greatest.
Yeah, he's a G, man.
He's amazing,
that was
man.
Enjoyable.
Fucking hell. That, I felt like he asked us more questions than we asked him.
Yeah.
That's what a giving person he is.
Yeah, more Sickers, please.
We need to get him on again, man, because that was amazing.
Yeah.
And that was just the tip of the iceberg of him as well, boy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Sick guy. His music's amazing as well.
Different. Yeah, yeah. Make sure you lot check it out, yeah? Check out, I mean, he's got millions of singles all over Spotify. Mm. Check out Kane, that features us as well.
Yeah.
Call Me in the Morning.
Open the Till with the
Open
Street.
Open the Till. Yeah, man.
Like, Yassine track.
Few tunes made by Mike Skinner.
Yeah.
Stuff with Yassine Rose. Yeah, man. And his project will be out very soon.
John Fury, parts 1-4.
That's what I'm saying, yeah? All right, safe. Nice one.
Bye.
Big it up. Oh yeah, also we forgot to say that you lot must like and subscribe as well, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Just click on it, it's real easy.
Lift your finger, yeah. Drop it when you see the like or subscribe, it's done, all right? Done. Yeah, also follow us on Instagram and our new Twitch account, because we'll be doing live episodes on Twitch every now and then, so keep an eye out.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are The Chatting Shit Podcast. That's The Chatting Shit Podcast, all right? So follow us on both of them. And also, if you've got any questions, anything you want us to talk about, hit us up on the email. That's chattingshit1@gmail.com. Nice one.
Sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See you later.
See ya.
Hey, yo! Will everyone shut the fuck up? I want to give a crazy, stupid, dope fly shout-out to everyone involved in this podcast.
Nah, fuck that. Who's the brain that produces this show, man?
Man like Rupert Magending.
And who's the audio editor?
James Torrance, check
it. House. Who's the video editor?
Ha-ha, James Lord.
And who does all the illustrations?
It's Alison the Ink.
Mad on the visuals, bruh.
Shout all the posse down at Acast Laboratory. Hip-hop, hip-hop. Am I right, hustler?
You're not wrong, Playboy Valentino.